Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of February the 28th, 2015, the 9th of Adar, 5775. This week's message is entitled, Biblical Continuity, and I'm reading from 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. To obey is better than sacrifice. I'm a member of two definable but overlapping communities. As a Jewish follower of the Messiah, I remain intimately connected to the community of Israel, the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not only do we share a common heritage, but also a common destiny, according to Romans 11 and verse 29. Then, as a Jewish follower of the Messiah, I'm also connected to the transnational community of Messiah followers, commonly called in English the Church, which is based on a Jewish concept of kahal, or gathered community, but that's another story. Due to almost two millennia of misunderstanding and bad blood between key members of each community, keeping oneself firmly planted in both can be a challenge. I understand why some may think it can't be done. I don't agree, but I do understand. Being Jewish, I possess particular sensitivities to some of the ways non-Jewish members of the Church interpret the Bible, and especially the Old Testament, or what I prefer to call the Hebrew Scriptures. Many Christians highly value the Hebrew Scriptures. Others, while they may value certain aspects of it, view it by and large as obsolete and not very helpful in determining the level of spirituality that they think is established within the pages of the New Testament, that part of the Bible which I prefer to call the New Covenant Writings. There's a tendency to regard the religious conflict therein in terms of Yeshua versus Moses, or grace versus law, or faith versus works, and so on. But that's not what is going on at all. Indeed, there's a contrast between the covenants given by God at Mount Sinai through Moses and the one established by Yeshua at his last Passover Seder, but that has more to do with issues such as the priesthood, the place of the sacrificial system, obligations for non-Jewish members of the community, and the function of the Ruach HaKodesh, or in English, the Holy Spirit. But the Bible's fundamental spirituality as it relates to God, His ways, and how to relate to Him is consistent throughout its entirety from Bereshit, the book of Genesis, through the book of Revelation. This week's Haftorah portion helps illustrate this. Haftorah is the weekly reading selection from the Prophets section of the Hebrew Scriptures, which includes most of the books of the writing prophets and the historical books Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and Kings. God, through the prophet Shmuel, or in English Samuel, directed King Shaul, in English Saul, to wipe out the people of Amalek as an act of judgment against them, a directive which he failed to fulfill out of fear of his own people. When Shmuel arrived on the scene, Shaul claimed he did all God required of him, when he obviously did not. When Shmuel inquired as to why not, Shaul said he kept some of the best animals as sacrifices to God. However noble and spiritual this may sound, the prophet was not impressed. God is not fooled by religious performance. He requires obedience to His word. Failure to obey is rebellion. There's nothing wrong with ritual when God requires it and when done out of faith, love, and humility. But to use God-given ritual in an attempt to cover up disobedience is evil. This confrontation between the prophet and Israel's first king is no different from Yeshua's clashing with the religious leaders of his day who did similar things. One example you can look up is Matthew 23 and verse 23. Yeshua wasn't undermining the Hebrew Scriptures. He was teaching them along the lines of the lessons learned from our Haftorah portion. In what is commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapters 5 through 7, contrary to what some people think, He in no way contradicts God's word through Moses. When several times in this great teaching, Yeshua says, "You have heard that it was said," he is correcting the misguided interpretations of his day. Yeshua and the rest of the New Covenant writings uphold the eternal and consistent truths of God found throughout the Bible. Saul's rebellion is like that of our first parents in the Garden of Eden. In both cases, God had given clear direction, but the claim to greater but false spirituality blinded their perception of truth, and the results in each case were devastating. These dynamics fuel Yeshua's solemn warning at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, when he clearly warns his hearers regarding the consequences of neglecting his teaching in line with God's word revealed in the earlier part of the Bible. Yet, many Christians seem to think that under the new covenant, it doesn't really matter what we do as long as you believe in Yeshua, whatever they think believing in Yeshua means. I don't know what a couple by the name of Ananias and Sapphira thought about believing in Yeshua, but they tried to pull a Shaul among the Yeshua followers of their day, pretending to be all spiritual before the community, and it cost them their lives as God himself struck them dead. You can see that in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Perhaps if they had learned their Hebrew Bible better, things would have turned out very differently. Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.